Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Spiritual Footprint. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm so excited you're joining me today. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is a safe space where we explore spirituality, learn together, and grow along the way. To my returning listeners, thank you for continuing to share this journey with me. Today, we're diving into the phases of the moon and the rituals we can practice during each phase to connect more deeply with ourselves and the universe. The moon has guided spiritual practices for centuries, and each phase offers its own unique energy for setting intentions, celebrating achievements, and letting go. I'll be walking you through the moon's 8 phases, explaining their meaning, and sharing practical rituals you can incorporate into your practice. By the end of this episode, you'll have a guide to help you harness the power of the moon. But first, let's draw our tarot of the day. For today's tarot of the day, I pulled the Lovers. This card is beautiful. At the center are 2 figures standing beneath a radiant angel, with the sun shining brightly above them. In the background, there's a mountain and lush greenery. The figures are unclothed, symbolizing vulnerability and honesty. Traditionally, the Lovers card represents harmony, choices, and relationship, both romantically and platonic. It's about alignment and finding balance within yourself and with others. But it's also about making important decisions that are aligned with your values and higher self. For me, pulling this card before talking about the moon phases feels meaningful. Just as the moon guides us through cycles of change, the Lovers reminds us to stay true to ourselves and choose paths that foster balance and growth. So as we move through today's episode, I invite you to think about the areas of your life where you seek harmony. What decisions are you facing? And how can you show more authentically for yourself and those around you? The moon goes through a full cycle every 29 and a half days, moving through 8 distinct phases. Each phase carries its own energy, much like the seasons of the year. By connecting with these phases, we can mirror the moon's natural rhythms in our spiritual practices, planting seeds of intention, nurturing growth, celebrating success, and releasing what no longer serves us. These are the 8 phases of the moon we'll explore today. New moon, waxing crescent, first quarter, waxing gibbous, full moon, waning gibbous, third quarter, waning crescent. Think of the moon as a spiritual guide, reminding us that growth and change are natural parts of life. Let's break down each phase and how you can work with its energy. New moon, a time for new beginning. The sky is dark, symbolizing a blank canvas. This is the perfect time to set intentions for what you want to manifest. Ritual idea, write down your goals for the month ahead. Visualize them coming to life as you meditate on your dreams. Affirmation, I am open to new beginnings and endless possibilities. Waxing crescent, taking action. The moon begins to show a sliver of light, symbolizing growth and building momentum. Ritual idea, light a green candle for prosperity. Write an action plan outlining the steps to achieve your goals. First quarter, overcoming obstacles. The moon is half visible, symbolizing challenges and decisions. It's a time for facing fears and finding solutions. Ritual idea. Write down any doubts or obstacles holding you back. Safely burn the paper and visualize those barriers dissolving. Waxing gibbous. Refinement and adjustment. The moon grows fuller, representing the time to refine your plan and make adjustments. Ritual idea. Journal about your progress. What's working? What needs to change? Hold a piece of clear quartz to gain clarity during this process. Full moon, completion and celebration. The moon is fully illuminated, representing completion, manifestation, and celebration. Ritual idea. Charge your crystals under the full moonlight. Write a gratitude list to honor what you've manifested. Perform a cleansing ritual by smudging your space, whether it be with Palo Santo or sage. Affirmation. I am grateful for the abundance in my life. Waning gibbous. Gratitude and release. The moon begins to shrink, symbolizing release and gratitude for lessons learned. Ritual idea. Write a list of things you're ready to let go of, negative patterns, fears, or limiting beliefs. Safely burn the list, imagining that those things are leaving your life. Third quarter. Reflection and forgiveness. The moon is half visible again, symbolizing reflection and forgiveness. Ritual idea. Meditate on forgiveness for yourself and others. Light a blue candle to symbolize peace and harmony. Reflect on what lessons you've learned during this cycle. Waning crescent. Rest and renewal. The moon is nearly dark again, symbolizing surrender and preparation for the next cycle. Ritual idea. Take a spiritual bath with lavender or rose petals. Set an intention for rest and rejuvenation. Focus on self-care and gentle reflection. Take a moment to reflect on where you are in your life right now. What moon phases do you feel aligned with? Are you setting intentions, nurturing growth, celebrating achievements, or letting go of old patterns? Grab your journal and jot down your thoughts. How can aligning with the moon phases help you stay grounded and connected? What rituals resonate most with where you are today? For me, it's the first quarter moon phase. I will light a candle tonight and reflect on my obstacles and where they stem from. I will then burn my paper safely and end with a meditation on them burning away. The moon teaches us that life is a continuous cycle of growth, release, and renewal. By tuning into its phases, we can live more intentionally and find balance on our spiritual journey. Today's tarot of the day, the Lovers, reminds us to seek harmony and alignment, not only in our relationships, but also with the choices we make for ourselves. The moon offers a beautiful mirror for that process, guiding us to growth, reflect, and release with grace. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Spiritual Footprint. If you try any of the rituals or have your own moon phase practices to share, I'd love to hear them. Until next time, remember, every step you take leaves a spiritual footprint. Let's make it meaningful.